Once upon a time, some time ago back on the East Coast, in New York City to be exact, a bunch of artists and painters and sculptors and musicians and poets and writers and actors and dancers and architects all started feeling real superior to their ego counterparts out on the West Coast. So they all got together and decided they would show those snotty surfer upstarts a thing or two about the Big Apple, and they hired themselves a truck. It was a big, spanking, new, white, shiny, chrome-plated cab over Peterbilt with mud flaps, stereo, TV, AM and FM radio, leather seats, and a Naugahyde sleeper, all fresh with new American flag decals and art arc printed on the side of the door with solid 24-karat gold leaf type. And they filled up this truck with the most significant piles and influential heaps of artwork to ever be assembled in modern times, and sent it west to chide, cajole, humble, and humiliate the Golden Bear. And this is the true story of that truck.
Yeah, the truckload of art from New York City came a-rolling down the road while the driver was singing and sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and she rolled off the road. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning near the highway, precious objects are scattered all over the ground. And it's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. Hauling a truckload full of hot avant-garde. Yeah, a truckload of art, it's burning near the highway, precious objects are scattered all over the ground. And it's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. An important artwork is thrown burning to the ground, tragically landing in the weeds, and the smoke could be seen both miles all around. Yeah, but nobody knows what it means. Yeah, a truckload of art, it's burning near the highway, and a tough job for the highway patrol. I'll soon see the smoke and come running to poke, then dig a deep ditch and throw the arts in a hole. Nobody